Okay, I'd like tonight to sort of present a very fundamental hakira that has to do with all the sugyas of kedushin throughout the Masechta. And it's rare that you have a hakira of Rav Shimon, as I pointed out, Rav Shimon Siman Aleph and Avni Maluim. And really, the whole hakira is encapsulated in this tiny Maseres Hashas on the side of the page on Beis Amid Beis. The question, the way Rav Shimon phrases it, is whether the woman's part in Kedushin is active or passive. The question is not if in marriage women are active or not, that we know. In the Maisa Chaloisa Kedushin, in the Kinya Kedushin, are the women active participants? They have to participate, or is it enough that the woman stands under the chuppah and she sticks out her finger and she gets the ring placed on her finger? The way Rav Shimon phrases it is that nichusa dida, she's okay with it, or is it daito dida, or is it something that she's got to have das to make the chalos, to make it happen, that you need das? That's the shaila. Nafkamina is a very simple nafkamina, which we'll discuss in halacha momentarily. Rav Shimon says, what happens if you have a girl, she's dating a guy, and she wants to marry him, and he's not sure, and she says 100 times, I'd love to marry you. The Shatzin is talking to the guy and convinces him. So the Shatzin says to him, you know what? You ready? Yeah, he's afraid he'll back out. He says, let's do the Kedushin right now. I'll be Makabal Kedushin for her. Give me a ring, or give me a pruta. And I'll be Makabal Kedushin for her. I know she's happy with it. Does that work? The question is, does it work? Zok Rav Shimon, if you need Nichusa Dida, she's Nicha with it, then it works. She's tefreden with it, and it works. If you hold, no, a woman is an active participant in the Kedushin. She has to do Akna, so then you need Shlichus, you can do a Shliach. But the fact that she's nicha and she has no clue what's happening, that would not be enough. This is how Rav Shimon presents the tzedakah. What? Shlichus works. Shlichus, but shlichus is midaita. That's what he said. Shlichus is, she knows. She says, I'm making you a shliach to do it. She knows. Here she has no clue what's happening. She just said, I wish this guy would marry me. She has no clue. She gets a phone call, Mazel Tov, you're married. It's a surprise. There's no shlichus. That's the question. Is there a law that we need a das? So is enough nichus adida?
Why can't he be the shliach?
What?
Why can't he make the ring bearer the shliach? In other words,
the Mekadesh?
He's saying, you take this ring to be Mekadesh that woman for me.
Well, the husband, yes. I mean, the husband should be.
Yeah.
Well, the husband can't be the woman's shliach.
No,
do
no.
Put it on his own finger.
The shatkin the shliach.
He's doing an answer for the case.
Oh, can make the shatkin the shliach. Yeah, but you can back out.
Who? The woman.
If he makes the shatkin the shliach, by the time the shatkin gets there, if he could change his mind. Anyway, the question is, if he didn't, if she could be Makkah. That's a shame. Do you find me a pasuk? I don't know. We don't learn that you have to ask her. Now, I want to show you, it's in the brief, the thing here. He says, why can't you begarish a woman against her will? Everyone holds, you can't begarish her against her will. So he says two reasons. Either it's Xeris HaKasiv. He brings a Rashi Kedushin, Halkav Ahoysa Lishacher Midaita Mashma. That's one thing, it's Xeris HaKasiv. And the other is another Rashi that says, Bina Das Makna. Das Makna means she's a participant in the Kenyan. Das Makna means I'm Makna something to you. She's actually being Makna something.
But the Halk also means she went and did something.
What?
She went and did something.
V'holch of Ahaisa just teaches her nichusa. It just shows that she's okay with it.
The Ahaisa is nichusa, the Holch is active.
You see, if it's Das Makna, don't call it Xeris HaKosiv. V'holch of Ahaisa, it means that they were ignoring that there's no Das Makna. And V'holch of Ahaisa, she becomes married. Something happens to her, so it needs her Das. But if it needs her Das, so if it's Das of Skos, may be enough. That's the issue. Now, I'm not saying right to Paschal from the Rashi. Rashi is asking a steer from the Maseres HaShas. He's asking a steer with two Rashis. But that's not the point. The point I'm making is that you could call it asmachna, you could not call it asmachna. That's really the two ways to learn. This has to do with the question of whether marriage is in any real way a kinyan. Are you really giving away something? Or is it just an arrangement? The halachas, you know, the halachas shchita, and the halachas basar b'chalav, and the halachas teruvis, and the halachas mezuzah, the halachas kedusha. Kedusha is just something that happens. Is it haknah? Das makna? That is certain haknah? Anyway, this is the issue. This is the lamdis that has to do with the woman's part in marriage. Is she an active person in the marriage or passive? She's like he brings the round that says she makes herself hefker and someone can come and marry her. Didn't make herself hefker to her own world. She makes hefker copy this person. And that's the question. And of course, that's the deeper question of whether she's actually giving anything. She's doing anything. Is she just married or something that happened? So this is a shaila. Now I'd like to, the question is, we have Rav Shimon, what's the halacha? If the halacha, you could do it. So I assume that if I asked everyone in this room to vote, could you marry off a woman without her knowing about it because she's happy? I think we would assume that the halacha is, probably not, we would assume so.
Okay. Women want to get married.
Thanks to whom? That's to whom? They want to be married, but they see the women didn't learn that Gemara. Many of them are quite true, quite picky. What? Talmid of Tandu is not, you can't just marry off to anybody you want. The Shaila is only if she expressed satisfaction with this guy. Just as Talmid of Tandu, you can't just go and marry her off. Well, she said, I'd love to marry this guy. Yeah.
A month later, she's going to be married.
A month later. After she's married already?
Yes.
Too late. She's stuck.
That's sure she's married. Because she never said anything. A month later.
So that we're going to have. If a woman doesn't show whether she wants or doesn't want at the time of the marriage. And so they marry her. The Edom can't see whether she's satisfied or not. So really, it's totally in the same thing. Shimon himself says later that whether Edom have to see the woman's willingness to marriage or not is totally in the shaila.
The fact that she took the money is enough.
Yeah, and in some cases, the woman took the money. The one that she actively accepted it, there's no shaila. There's no shaila. There are cases in halacha where it's not so clear whether she accepted it. Anyway, the Lamaisa is the Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezer. If you take out a Shulchan Aruch and you open it up, Simon Lamed Vav Sif Alef, the Mechaber doesn't talk about it. The Beis Shmuel just says unequivocally, he says L'chayra, but after that he's very clear. L'chayra Nira, in Gilsa Daita the Nichalo L'skadish L'zeh, if a woman is Megal Das, she's happy to be married to this guy. Yochal L'schayis La Shum Adam, L'kabel B'shvila Kedushin. That's what he says. That any man could go and be Makabah Kedushin for her. And she's married. And she expressed a clear rotzen to get married. Which means that Davni Meluim and Beis Shmuel is and Davni Meluim discuss the Beis Shmuel are accepting that the woman's chelik in the Kedushin, Pashtus, they're accepting that the woman's chelik in Kedushin is what we would call a passive or a nichusa. She doesn't know she's getting married. She didn't do any shlichus. And that itself works. So this is the Chiddush Gadol and the way it works. He brings a Lashon Hara in the Darim Chavtes, which everybody brings in this Shaila, where the Ran says this. The woman just mevatel daita, and then she, bang, she's married. That's this Chiddush. Right. Look. In a case, if she's nicha, if she expressed nichusa, so then it works. Now, in a regular case, she knows. Of course, she knows what's going on. She put on a white gown. She walked down the aisle with candles. She knows what's going on. In a normal case, there's not much to discuss. We're learning now what is the lumdus of Kedushin. Is she giving something away? If she's giving something away, she needs das makna. That's the pashtus. And if she's not, then it's nichusa. Then it works. That's where Shimon is yisaid, and that's his yisaid. It bothers you which direction? In most cases, she's aware. I'm presenting a case where she's not aware. She tells the shatran, I wish the guy would marry me, and she goes to sleep. And she goes to sleep, and the shatran goes to talk to the guy. And she wakes up, and he says, Mazel Tov, I was in Kabbalah Kedushin for you. He didn't make a shliach.
But that can't be a good Kedushin.
Okay. You have a pen? I want to put out a go from the...
No,
there was a deal. The man gave.
That she wanted him, but doesn't mean that she's getting him.
So the shatran could go, anybody could go to the man and take the ring on her behalf and be zeichet the ring for her, and it works. That's what the Mishnah says. It works. Huh?
It shouldn't work.
You can't say there's a Shabbos table. You can get in a lot of trouble. Right? It's not. It's counterintuitive, but in Lamaisa says that Mishnah. She's giving away her freedom, but she wants to. She wants. So I have to tell you, there's a sheet of the Ketzais throughout Chayshim Mishpat. This Ketzais obviously has to do with Avni Mluin, so I'm going to mention it, but the Ketzais sheet is known in the yeshiva world as Zachin Le'odom V'loi Zachin Me'odom. We have a rule. What is the chia? Let's say I walk in the street and I find something. I have no use for it. It's whatever it is. Something, money I could use. But, it's an Oscar Gemara. I need Oscar Gemara. Other people need Oscar Gemara. So I graduated past it. I'm waiting for the Oscar Taisus that I could use. No, let's say I find something. Whatever it's a tire for a Chevy. I don't have a Chevy. I know a friend who has a Chevy. I pick it up. I'm zeicher for him. So if I'm zeicher for someone else, it works. That's achlodim shalai b'fanav. What happens if it's a schus for someone to take something away from the person? How can it be a schus? Like so, there are two examples usually given. One example is, it's Erev Pesach, and I want to sell his chametz. Now, unfortunately, the man's in a coma. He can't sell his chametz. Do we have to destroy his chametz? Or can I say, I'll sell the chametz for him. He's nicha. So, most Pesachim hold. I could do it. I know he sells the chametz every year. He's a firm year. And lo yaleinu, he's in a coma. So I could do zachin. So the Ketzai says, no. Zachin le'adam. You can't be zeicher to get something for someone. V'loi zachin me'adam. You can't do zechiyah to take something away from a person. Taking something away from a person that doesn't work, zechiyah can't work. That's the Ketzai Sashita. And it has other applications as to separating true. Chala, see someone's dough is rising. And whatever it is, she's put up a dough and she went shopping. She forgot herself. The dough is going to spoil. Can I separate her chala? It's a schus for her. I'll separate the challah and put it in the oven for her. So the Ramah says you could, because of schia. And the Ketzais argues with the Ramah. He says, no, zachin le'adam, but not zachin me'adam. You're taking the dough away from her, you can't do it. This is the shita of the Ketzais throughout. He's arguing with the Ramah. Lishitasai, the Avni Meluim is the Ketzais. The Avni Meluim disagrees with this Beishmur about this lady who said, I wish you would marry me. And then she went to sleep. And now, I'm going to go, and I'm going to marry her off. So he says, no. There's a downside, the woman being married. She loses the freedom to get married. So the Avni Meluim argues only for this reason. He says, zechiya doesn't work to take away from a person. And you can't take away. This Avni Meluim was in the beginning of Lamed Vav, so cut and base. For this reason, he disagrees. You have to know that the Avni Meluim, this is a das yachid. He's arguing with Trumas Hadeshin, which is not so pleasant to argue with. But so therefore, he also doesn't work because chia doesn't work in such a case. But in the underlying concept, the underlying yisaid that the Beis Shmuel says that it's shy of such a thing, He says that he agrees fundamentally that they cite such a thing, mitzad the kedushin, except for this zachin le'adam, zachin me'adam. So he aside that it's going to come up again in the first 12-13 blot of the Masechta, which talk about kedushin. The aside will come up again. Again, the question of the chelik of the isha in what she's doing: is she active? Is she doing a kinyan, or is she passive? Is she just it's a din? It's something that happens that she gets married. If she doesn't want, of course, she's not married. But otherwise, it works. Yeah. Yeah, it's not even chal. According to Tzais, if I take your dough and I break off a piece of dough and I say zuchal, it's not chal. I have no bialis to do it. He also doesn't work. Zachen la'adam, zachen me'ad. Good Shabbos to everybody.